More wind and solar projects will have to be built to meet Washington's carbon-free energy goals. A new state bill could give local residents and tribes more say in where the projects are built. And WPB's senior correspondent Courtney Flatt explains.
State Representative Mary Dye, a Republican whose district covers a swath of eastern Washington, says the governor has too much say in large-scale energy projects. Right now, developers can get projects recommended by the state's Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council. The governor has final say on those projects. But Dye's proposed bill would add one more step. Counties and federally recognized tribes could also approve wind and solar projects before the governor gives projects a green light. Sulani Madsen is with the nonprofit Washington Rural Environmental Network.
We need local voices back into the permitting process.
The Association of Washington Business opposed the bill, saying it could delay an already lengthy permitting process. I'm Courtney Flatt.